Hey guys, the Movement Maestro here, letting you know that Rock Tape is so much more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. Move stronger, longer with the world's best kinesiology tape, topical pain relief, mobility equipment, and protective gear. But that's not all. Learn from the best with our industry-leading continuing education courses. Want 20% off your first product purchase? Head on over to shop.rocktape.com and use the code PTPINECAST. Again, for the folks in the back, that's shop.rocktape.com and enter the code PTPINECAST. Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape, the movement industry's new standard for education.
We're still at CSM with Eddie Ernst and Key Peck, two PTA students, very, very excited about the Political Action Committee and what it can do for the profession. We also talked to Matt Hughes, who talks about insurance for physical therapists. It should be boring, right? It's insurance, except Matt opens our eyes to things I've never thought about in PT practice. The first round is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs seeking certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training, plus the equipment you need to apply it in practice. OwensRecoveryScience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. CSM coverage 2018, and we're in the expo hall next to our friend's booth from Arias Medical Staffing. Want to thank those guys. We'll have a future episode with Arias coming up talking about how you, listening to this show right now, can get involved in traveling and be a PT anywhere you want in the 50 United States. They have jobs all over the country, and you can just do it. Do the thing you want to do where you want to do it, and then if you want to leave, great, and if not, stick around. It's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. Want to thank those guys for sponsoring the show. Two guys coming on right now, Key Peck, Eddie Ernst. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So give people your story. Key, let's start with you.
Oh, so my story.
What's your story? When someone says, tell me your life story.
But maybe, So back when I was born, no, I'm just kidding.
I was born a young man.
Before I even applied to my program, I didn't even know what physical therapy was, probably 3 months before I even applied. I was actually in the restaurant industry since I was 16. My father owns a sushi restaurant in Chicago, Illinois.
So here's where my head goes, just so the audience knows, you're a hustler.
Yeah.
Anybody and it's your own restaurant?
Yeah.
It's your family restaurant, you're a hustler.
Yeah.
And that's beaten into you from day one. That's awesome.
Our summers where you work for free in the restaurant. You either did dishes
Free, they fed you, right?
Oh yeah. He said, you got room and board.
That's what dad'll say, right?
Yeah. So I did that. I thought it was what I had to do, I thought it was what I wanted to do, I thought I had a passion for it. And he wanted me to pretty much, you're out on your own. I want you to get as much experience as you can, working all different kinds of restaurants.
Smart man.
Back of house, front of house. I sold vacuums. I washed windows. I worked three jobs at once and went to school.
I knew none of this, but I was dead on with Hustler. That's what you get.
Yeah. So I worked a lot of jobs, did a lot of stuff, and made a lot of mistakes. And eventually, I actually hurt my back, and I was weightlifting. I was doing, and I strained my lower back. I didn't know what happened. And later on, I realized that I'd hurt or strained my multifidi. I couldn't walk for like almost a month.
Wow.
I didn't know physical therapy, so I didn't get any. I went to a clinic. They gave me some anti-inflammatory medicine, some Tramadol.
Yeah,
I took it for 2 days, and I was like, nah, this isn't working.
No way.
Did some research, did some light stretching, did some exercise on my own, and it took a really long time, but it gave me some time to think about what I want to do with my life. So I moved to Chicago right when I hurt my back, and I was thinking, like, do I want to do this for the rest of my life? Do I want to never, go to a wedding, go to funerals, go to a friend's birthday? Well, obviously, you don't want to go to a funeral, but, friend's birthday parties, spend time with my kids, play with my kids, spend time with my wife. You don't get any of that.
Right.
It's 365 days a year.
Always
no
breaks. Always open.
My father's taken one vacation his entire life.
Wow.
So I thought, like, the money's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic.
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah. How are you going to spend it? You know,
how are you going to live?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's your life?
So I changed my life career, and my wife was she was not happy. So
because it's a risk.
Oh yeah, huge risk.
How old were you when you decided to come to the field?
25.
Okay.
25, so just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I all in healthcare, all I knew was you either became a doctor or a nurse. I'm like, oh man, I don't know if I can become a doctor. I don't know if I'm smart enough for that.
Right.
So I became a CNA for 6 months. I took a risk, and I did that. I worked in a coronary care unit, which was a really good experience.
Wow.
I did a lot of CPR to save.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. I had a patient actually go into respiratory distress while I was actually turning him over. It was wild. So I got a pretty cool head now, but I learned about physical therapy. They were kind of getting people up, messing on the lines, so messing on the bed. So I'm like, hey, come on, man, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, we're just with physical therapy. I was like, what is that? And right. That's when I got hooked. I was like, she told me all, you know, the PTA told me all about it, and I talked to some PTs, and they told me all about physical therapy. I was like, I wish I knew about that when I hurt my back.
Yep.
I know what it feels like to feel helpless and not being able to know if I'm ever going to walk again.
Sure.
I had no idea what was going on, and so I was like, that's what I want to do. I cannot believe there's a profession for that. Decided to do PTA because I didn't have my bachelor's yet. And I figured, you know, at least if I like it, I can work and then go back to PT school. But, yeah, that's how I got hooked.
Bam.
That's the origin story, yeah.
Good luck following that, Eddie. Good luck following that story.
Can you, like, reverse it when you do this? Just put mine first so I don't have to follow that. Jeez.
So hold on. What program are you in?
Somerset Community College. I'm actually a second-year PTA student about to graduate in May. So.
But you're also?
Oh, the PT PAC liaison
there
as well.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you get your – because you got ribbons on your tag.
So I grew up in California, and I wanted to get out of there as soon as I could. So I spent my first year of school in Abilene, Texas.
Okay.
And all of my funding for that, because it was a private school, all my funding for that were freshman scholarships. And when you're not a freshman, you can't have those anymore.
Nope.
They take them away for some reason. So my dad was in Holton, Kansas for a couple years before that. And so I was able to get in-state tuition at Kansas State. So I finished out my bachelor's degree at Kansas State.
Right.
I think I'm one of the, like, 2% of PT students or PTA students that doesn't have some sort of physical therapy story to why I want to do it.
Yeah.
The only memory I have is getting ice on my Achilles when I was, like, 8, and it was awful. But I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I started in computer science because I saw my brother go to work in tank top, shorts, and flip-flops at, like, 10,
that's
11
fun.
O'clock. And so that's like, I'll do
computer
that.
Computer science is good. Also radio DJ.
Yeah.
Cargo shorts and a Guns N' Roses t-shirt was my uniform.
See,
so.
Didn't know that. Should have done
all
that,
right, too. All right, so you looked at that.
Looked at that, switched to business, took 2 accounting classes, and knew that that wasn't what I wanted to do.
Smart man.
Always kind of had a interest in, like, human performance and movement, so I switched over to kinesiology. And one of the guys in my fraternity was doing it, and he was going to PT school. And so I kind of just talked to him about the different options, and he explained what PT was. And then I looked into it myself and went into PT.
And now we're here.
Now we're here.
So now we got your stories. We got your routes here. I got 2 PTAs on the show. I don't have a million PTAs on the show, but whenever I get an opportunity, and when you guys kind of reached out, we talked about social media, I was like, yes, because I want to hear from you guys. You're part of our profession. You're in our profession. There's no us and them. Mm-hmm. It should never be an us and them. It's always a but there's no us and them in PTs and PTAs. So you're on the team, man. Mm-hmm. So you're involved with Key, you're involved with the PAC. Break it down for people who have heard PAC but they don't even know what that stands for.
Right. So it's the Physical Therapy Political Action Committee.
Yeah.
So they basically they are your voice on Capitol Hill. So a lot of misconceptions is that, like, your APT membership dues, which I hope many of you that listen to this podcast are APT members. So it's actually a federal law that the APTA cannot, you know, make political donations to campaigns and stuff like that. So that's why the PT PAC was created 45 years ago.
So it's like the sidecar, the motorcycles, the APTA, the Harley with the sidecar.
Exactly. All right. Yeah. PAC's
they're
like the sexy,
sexy, you know, sidecar.
Yeah.
With a dog in it.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
With his tongue out. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the PAC.
Yeah. So.
So they're where our funding for political action.
Right.
How do we make the things work in D.C.? Mm-hmm. That's our arm. Mm-hmm. Make it be our right arm, strong right arm. So what do you do for them?
So basically, I kind of just stand in their booth and look pretty. But no.
Doing well.
No, thank God we don't have video. But I just want to – my role is kind of educate, get the word out. You know, tell students, like, look, you know, did you know that your APT membership dues do not go towards the PT PAC? It's against
separate.
Federal law. Yeah. So it has to be a non-tax exempt voluntary donation from an APTA member.
Got it.
Many people don't know that because people think, like, I'm paying $600 for my APTA membership. Come on, you just want more money.
Key. So I've been in the field since a student in 2013. I've been in a million events. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning stuff on my own show. I did not know that.
I thought
just some of the money was taken and given to the PAC.
Yeah.
We got to lead with that more often.
Yes, we do.
Wow,
yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh, I can go on.
So now, great. Why? Why am I giving? What, you know, what's a victory maybe that just happened a couple weeks ago that might have been inspired by the PAC?
Right. So I just want to preface, you know, with advocacy, there's no real victories. You know, I mean, yeah, it was huge. It's huge. I don't want to downplay that at all. But advocacy never sleeps and it never should. It never stops.
Yeah.
As soon as you get content, that's when we start to lose stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
So we had the hard therapy cap repeal recently. It took 20 years. about 21 years. I just want to give some numbers real quick. So it took 21 years for that to happen. Yeah. So if we look at the numbers, out of all APT members that donate to the PAC, I think 7.4% donate of PTs donate to the PAC, 5.1% of PTAs, and 1.7% of students.
Okay.
So as a student, for me, I'm actually a second-year PTA student. I am a Century Club member, which means I donated $100 last year to the PT PAC because I believe in the value. I think it's very important because I know that my membership dues don't go towards the PT PAC. So I think it's my, you know, personal responsibility, professional responsibility to be able to do that.
All right,
so
I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah, yeah.
On the air.
Follow me after.
On the air. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, let's do it.
I just thought some of my dues went there. I was like, I'm cool. I sign up early and I'm good. I got to give $100. I'm in.
Let's do it. Oh, awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's do it, man.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
I think you touched on an important word there, value.
Yeah.
I think that's why a lot of people don't, is they don't see the immediate value or they don't see the long-term value. If you give $100, I want something for it right now.
Right.
I want legislation passed right now for this $100.
So let's do a parallel. My knee hurts. Can you just rub it or can I just take a pill? And we like to rage and say no. It's like, the good stuff, the real stuff takes time.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. If the PAC goes away right now, we won't notice anything. Nothing's going to change today. Or tomorrow or next week.
Yeah.
But 6 months from now,
yep.
a year from now,
yep.
you can't restart that momentum. You can't restart pushing that boulder up that never-ending hill.
Right.
It's never going to happen. So you have to never sleep and be relentless at that.
And so kind of following up on that, as you know, Eddie and I are both PTA students. You know, I'm about to graduate in May, and Eddie will be shortly behind me. And, you know, the therapy cap, talking about that, there's a reimbursement rate that was reduced for PTAs.
85%, right?
Yes.
It took 15%
so
away.
By 2022, we have 4 years, but, you know, we need to come. I think everyone should be angry about it.
Sure.
I think you shouldn't be, you know, you should be happy that the therapy cap was finally repealed, but you should get angry. Not only about, you know, the PTA reimbursement, but also the home health addendum, and also about all the other priority issues that's going on right now, whether it be on the federal level or your state level. You know, it's just we need more people to stay informed, you know, get rid of all this misinformation out there, you know, and either if you don't even want to donate, you know, please donate ptpac.org. But also, you know, just stay an informed member, have these discussions with people, say like, you know, I really didn't like that. You know, I wish the PTA PAC would, you know, would do this. They want feedback. They want you to tell them, you know, what do you like? What don't you like? You know, just have a conversation with us or just eat with each other.
He's
so.
Not even breathing,
I know.
Eddie. He's just going.
He just goes.
I love this.
Give him a mic and you give him a platform. This man goes off.
We had Justin Moore on the show the day we found out the hard cap was repealed. And he loved Justin Moore. And I'm not trying to kiss his ass or anything, but just like his pulse never changed. Like, huge victory. He came from the policy side, so this is a huge victory for him.
Yeah.
His pulse never changed. He was like, great big win. We got to keep going.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Football coach who was like, fantastic. Scored a touchdown. Get the ball. Where's the defense? Like, was like, we're not stopped. Like, we'll celebrate, and hopefully we do tonight.
Yeah.
Just so people know, at CSM on Friday, that's the night for the
PT PAC event at the House of Blues at 9 p.m. to midnight.
It's always on Friday night.
Yes.
Always at CSM. That's the one you should go to. Don't plan anything else if you ever come to an event.
Right.
Do that one. What else do you guys want to get into, Eddie?
Well, kind of piggyback off of all of that advocacy on there. I'm a member of the Professional Advocacy Project Committee. So what we do is we help plan the National Advocacy Dinners.
I've heard of those.
Going out and they're mostly done at specific dinners, but you can do whatever you want, like happy hours. Some people do those.
Talking my language.
I know, right? I think we should do more of those. You get members of the state that you're in, whether they're on like the state board or something, or if you can get a legislator in there, and you bring them in and they talk to students and clinicians about the different legislative issues locally. So you can have people that are going to be talking about things that are more directly related to you, like today. And you can get involved right there because you can talk to those people and you can discuss the issues. You can bring forward issues that you want to talk about.
In a really comfortable environment.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the
idea.
With
beer, too, hopefully.
With beer.
Hopefully.
Yes. So get them. I found the sweet spot for most people on my show is about 2.5 beers. Hmm. You don't even walk over 2.5 beers. That's when you can get them to really loosen up. So don't bring up anything serious until beer 2.5.
Okay.
You know?
It's a good gauge. I like that.
That's where I go.
Make sure you write that down with people.
So where can people find out more information about how to do your own, maybe some help, some hacks, some tips,
some
tricks?
So we have, the entire committee is made up of about 11 students. We all have our own regions, and we've been shooting out emails to the core ambassadors.
Like it.
In every state. So email your core ambassadors or the Student Assembly Board of Directors as well.
Your email, hit him with it.
My email is edward.ernst, E-R-N-S-T, 93@gmail.com.
Boom.
So you can reach out to me, and I will forward you to the correct person for your state.
Got it.
We'll get it happening.
Nice.
Key, where can people go to donate to the PAC online?
PTPAC.org.
Well, I'm going to go. I want to be in the Century Club. Do I get a pin? Do I get,
yeah,
I
get, you get,
I get
a
banner?
Yeah, yeah.
A ribbon on my thing? I'm down. I want to thank our friends from Arias Medical Staffing for having us out here at their booth at CSM. If you're looking for a job, you know, these guys get jobs. That's what they do. All right. Awesome. AURAUSmedical.com. Jobs in all 50 states. If you wanted to do like the summer in Hawaii, you want to do winter in Colorado, you're a professional. Do that. Check them out online. And I like to mention this. A lot of people are just like, well, how much does it cost? This doesn't cost you anything. You go there, they find you a job, and then someone else foots the bill because they need your skills. They need your services. So Arias Medical is going to hook you up, AURAUSmedical.com. You guys ready for three questions?
Oh, I'm ready.
Three questions. Here we go. Piggybacking on the fact that we're standing at the Arias booth, Travel PT, where's somewhere you would want to go after you graduate and be a PTA? Geographical.
Okay, so... well, I'm married, so it's really not my choice, but I think I would like to go Hawaii because my wife, you know, she loves the beach, and if she's happy, I'm happy. So
Smart man. Eddie, what do you got?
Well, he took Hawaii, so I'll have to go with...
There's a lot of islands, man. You can still go to a different island on Hawaii.
Ooh, that's true. So different island than Key. I would think Alaska, just to kind of try it out. I worked with somebody who was in Alaska. And she said that you could be chilling at an IHOP, and bears are just kind of...
Chill by.
Walking
right down the street. I saw it. I was 150 yards away from a grizzly bear in Alaska.
And that's normal.
You're still here.
My blood pressure changed rapidly. Second question. What is something that you read that really inspired you?
That's a good one. So I actually read a book called You Don't Need a Title to Be a Leader. And actually, I still need to give that to you, Eddie. I really dropped the ball on that.
Book club.
I loved it, you know. You don't need a title to be a leader. You don't need to do all this big stuff, you know, national stuff. You know, you can do it on the local level, even just, you know, talking to your classmates, or even not even just in physical therapy in general, you know, in your community or at your workplace. Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
Yeah.
I read a book a while ago. It's called Leaders Eat Last. And it was really just about putting everybody else in front of you. Being a leader doesn't always mean being in front.
Yep.
It's about supporting everybody around you,
like
being
that
kind of person.
I like the theme of leadership with you guys and your students.
Yeah.
Love that. Third question. Who's someone the audience should know more about? Who's someone you want to, essentially, it's a chance for you to give props.
Can I do two?
You can do two.
So my program director, Dr. Ron Mead, man, he has really, I mean, I don't know where I'd be without him. He's given me all the opportunities and all the information and really pushed me to get outside my comfort zone.
Love that.
I wanted to shout out a couple more people. I served on the APT Student Assembly Board of Directors and all those fantastic people really helped me shape me and grow me. When I first started, I was very shy. I didn't know what to say. And they're like, no, come on.
You?
Yeah. And they just like, come on, let's go, let's go. You gotta get up there. And also Brad Thuringer.
Yeah.
He's been a huge help for me.
Yeah. Shoes for Kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's Brad
phenomenal
on the show.
PTA.
Love him. What do you got?
For me, he's fairly well known, I think, already, but Sean Hagee, because he's a PTA
get
out
PT
in Kansas
first.
City. Get PT First out there, and he started. He actually started getting me into PT Pub Nights because he organizes them out there, and that's how I met him. And he's doing great things. Get PT First, Mental Health Matters. He's working with the home health section.
Yeah.
Like he's all over the place.
Love that when we talk about great people like that.
And he's a PTA.
He's a PTA.
Yeah,
doing great things, leading. Yeah, and you know, Get PT First. You might not know Sean.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
He puts that first.
Yep.
He's not saying follow me.
Leaders eat last.
Last thing we do on the show, parting shot.
This is the parting shot. Powered by Optum Manual Therapy.
Taking the orthopedic clinical specialty examination? To pass the OCS, it's important to understand clinical prediction rules, clinical practice guidelines, and recent research. Optum Manual Therapy has the premier OCS prep course that gets you from start to passing step by step.
Test out three free study guides right now at OptumFellowship.com.
All right, you've got the mic right now. You can just make a statement and drop the mic, but don't drop the mic because it's my mic.
Okay.
But I mean, like in theory.
Yeah.
So what do you got for me? What's your parting shot?
Man, I think the biggest thing I've learned, you know, over my short 27 years of life, you know, you never know where you're going to go unless you get outside your comfort zone, because if you're always comfortable, you're never going to grow.
Never.
Yep. I think you should definitely get outside your comfort zone and just if you want to do something, think about how you're going to get there realistically, and every day take a small step towards that long journey.
Got to do it.
And eventually you'll get there one day.
Love it. Parting shot.
I'm going to piggyback off that, except direct it specifically towards you PTAs and SPTAs out there. Get out of your comfort zone. Go to these national conferences because you never know who you're going to meet. You never know what's going to happen. And the logic of get a break from school for a couple days, go hang out with some people, go to a couple bars.
I mean,
or
New Orleans. February, D.C.
next year.
Exactly. I mean, these are not you know, terrible locations to hang around.
Exactly.
Gentlemen, appreciate your time spreading the good word about PTAs and specifically students and the PAC and all the things you guys are doing. Keep doing that. Please.
Thank you.
And come back again. We'll rehash, all right?
Yeah, awesome. For sure.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
The PT Pintcast. We stand for life, liberty, and beer. Plus, you know, physical therapy and stuff.
The PT Pintcast is powered by Smart Tools, the next generation of instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. The fastest-growing approach to IASTM is Smart Tools. From high-quality, American-made tools. Smart Tools. Find them online at smarttoolsplus.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. We are at day two of it feels like a millennial long CSM 2018. CSM, the largest gathering of physical therapists in the world. I thought the WCPT events were going to be bigger, World Confederation. This one's actually the largest one out there. Matt Hughes on the show. Matt, thanks for taking some time out here at CSM to come talk to us.
Appreciate you having me.
We hooked up. We met at the Graham Sessions. Really, really cool, innovative, smaller comp, like literally the exact opposite of CSM in a great way because it's very, very different. How many times have you been out at Graham Sessions?
This was my second year.
Yeah. What'd you think? What's your impression of Graham Sessions?
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, it's just a think tank of some of the best, brightest minds in physical therapy. And it's just an opportunity to, for me as someone who's really not a physical therapist, but work with them every day, it's an opportunity for me to learn and to get better at what we do.
I like bringing people in on my show with an audience of physical therapists that aren't physical therapists because I think we always have something to learn as a profession from things outside our profession. Otherwise, we're what they call that echo chamber. If all we have is what we're hearing, we're never going to move forward. So what's your background? Tell your story.
From however far you want to go, but, I'm from Texas originally. I was fortunate enough to have an athletic background. My dad was my high school coach, you know.
What'd you play?
I played in high school. I was a running back and strong safety, believe it or not.
Oh, man, and that's a big running back. How tall are you?
I'm about 6'4".
That's 6'4", running back.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to tackle that.
Right.
Yeah, once you get past the linebacker, no one's stopping you.
Yeah, I went to play college football at the University of Iowa. Started for 3 years, an inside linebacker there. Then went to play a little bit for the 49ers, blew my shoulder out there, and ended up playing arena football for 4 years after that. So, honestly, when the opportunity came to get involved with physical therapists and athletic trainers and everybody that we deal with, it was a no-brainer for me.
I did a little work with AFL-2 football in Northeast Pennsylvania. I used to do some PA stuff, like, in the building, and I used to be the guy on the field, like, during timeouts and play those quick, you know, like, the little games and stuff like that. So we used to do a thing there. I loved doing it. It was so much fun. Whenever there was a first down, it was and that's a ground round first down for the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Pioneers. Super fun. I love arena football because it's football on a hockey rink, essentially.
Oh, absolutely. It's so fast and quick. And I tell you what, it's almost back into the high school days because you travel everywhere by bus.
Yep.
You know, and I played in the NFL. I love that time in the NFL. But I'll be honest with you, if I look at my experiences over time, my time at Iowa and playing arena football were probably my most memorable.
That's cool.
Because it was all bonding with your teammates and everything.
It's definitely bonding. It's a team experience. It's, you know, making those connections and those relationships. So what brought you to PT, or I should say, what was your transition into the physical therapy world?
Yeah, you know, I spent 10 years in medical sales and got to the point where I was covering a lot of the territory, and I started a family and wasn't seeing much of them, and had an opportunity to get into the insurance world. And I was fortunate enough to meet a guy by the name of Drew Boston in Iowa City.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a small town kind of insurance agent, I was able to help him save some money and kind of tailor a program for progressive rehab in Iowa City. And he looked at me one day and said, gosh, Matt, it was pretty cool what you did for me. Have you ever thought about doing this in a wider range?
So you were with another company, and right. you just helped him as a client, got it.
Yeah.
And then he said, hey, why don't you do your own thing just for super niche PTs around the country?
Absolutely. He said, "What could you do what you did for me for a larger audience?" And, you know, he introduced me to Steve Anderson from Therapeutic Associates, Mark Anderson from Mountainland, Patrick Graham, all these guys, and we started PT1 from that. I mean, I was one of the original founders, and it was built by PTs for PTs. And one of the most unique things about what we do every day is that's what we do. We just work with physical therapy companies around the world, around the country, and it literally was built from scratch with the exposures that physical therapists have every day in mind.
So if you were someone were to walk by right now, since it's a great question to ask here, because at CSM you have a bunch of really, really fast conversations.
Right.
So if someone's walking by your booth and says, what's PT1? How do you explain it?
You know, I just tell them that we're a provider for professional liability insurance that was built specifically for the physical therapy industry. And, you know, we were founded by physical therapists. You know, when we started the company back in 2010, our whole goal was to get to the point where we were the carrier. When we started, we were just kind of a broker. We went to the insurance agents or markets,
okay.
and we brokered a deal. But what happened about 5 years ago, we joined our company, joined a company called VGM. And VGM is the insurance company, and we actually now have the underwriting staff in-house, the claims management in-house. So whenever I say we only work with physical therapists, it's a program that we administer from top to bottom, and that's all we do.
Love that.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like, you know, no PT coming in for insurance. And, you know, but when I asked you to come on the show, you're like, I don't know, how can we make insurance kind of fun? Somebody who's passionate about it can, or at least get there. But here's the thing. It's important if you're going to go out on your own, right?
Right.
Going to want to have it covering you. And look, that's the cool thing about this podcast is, quick, to the point, you got it. So nobody ever needs to come in as a PT and explain what they do, because you get it, because that's the only people you work with.
Oh, absolutely. That's the fun part, is that, you know, physical therapists branch out and do a lot of things. They do cash-based stuff. They want to add clinics. They want to do this and that. There's nothing that they can come to me and talk to me about that I haven't seen.
Right.
And they know that, you know, if you work with 1,000 other practices across the country, we have some credibility now, you know, and we have some. And it's just nice to know that you can call somebody, and when they call us, somebody that knows your business, knows what you do every day, and can help you and really give you that customer service you need.
Love that. Any fun stories? I'm sure you've had some interesting clinic models and approaches to PT. I'm sure they've got to come through you if they're going to be insured. What have you seen out there in PT that's been unique?
Oh, you know, I love any of the stuff when they're trying to with the thing with the industry now with reimbursements kind of going down. Everybody's trying to find a way to stretch the dollars.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get to see some really interesting things around fitness and wellness that practices are trying to incorporate into their business to bring more revenue. It's just fun to see those and then help pass those along to some of our other clients, because everybody's struggling and everybody's wanting to make more money. And I fortunately have the ability to pass along information about
you
some
see,
of those.
You see so much.
Absolutely.
So
those
far.
Opportunities.
So you cover people anywhere in the U.S., anywhere in the 50 states?
Absolutely. All 50 states. We work with about 1,000 practices across the country. And that's the fun part. You know, we first 3 years, we probably got to about 75 practices. And then once we joined VGM and became the insurance company, over the last 4.5 years, we've grown to 1,000. We probably bring on about 50 practices every month. It's been a really, really fun ride.
What's the website? Where can people find information? Reach you?
PT1insurance.com.
PT the number one.
Yeah, the number one.
Yep. Love that. So ballpark it for me. If I'm going to go out on my own, I'm going to treat patients, you know, just me and a one-man band, you know, what do you recommend? How much should I have insurance in terms of coverage?
Sure. You know, that's one of the things you're going to find on your base policies. You're going to have the $1 million per occurrence, $3 million aggregate. But what people need to understand is that the policy is only as good as the exclusions that are on it. So, you know, when you buy insurance, for instance, in my opinion, your biggest exposure as a physical therapist is sexual misconduct, because every day therapists are touching patients.
Sure.
So at any point in time, a patient can say, I was touched inappropriately. Typically, that's excluded on professional liability policies.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah,
honestly, I just heard. I thought of injury or
you know,
malpractice. Did not even think of that.
Right, and those are some of the things that came out when we developed PT1 as a company, because we sat around the same table, physical therapists on one side, insurance professionals on the other side. We talked about where the exposures are,
right.
And we built the program around things like sexual misconduct, HIPAA, data breach. You know, all these things that are very big exposures.
Data breach, man. See, you said we couldn't get anything interesting out of this. I didn't think of it. It happens.
Right.
You want to make sure you're covered on that. You know, saying Absolutely. You're sorry doesn't do it.
Yeah, you know, physical therapists, you know, health information that you collect is very valuable on the black market.
Sensitive.
It's very sensitive and it's very valuable. And so people are trying to hack into those systems and get it. So having some protection on the back end, and we have some on our professional liability policy that most other carriers, I haven't seen another carrier that provides it. It's pretty important to have.
Yeah. Wow, a lot of stuff I didn't think about.
Right.
Want to thank the guys from RAS. We mentioned them at the top of the show, bringing us out here to CSM. They find PT's jobs all over the country. That's just pretty much all they do. Doesn't cost you anything. We had some people ask as we're hanging out at the booth, well, how much does it cost for you to go out and find me a job? Doesn't cost you anything. So they're just going to find you the job. You take the job. You get paid. So you get paid. You do not pay them. They'll get you a dedicated recruiter assigned to you. So it's not just a job board or anything like that. AURUSmedical.com. And so we got three questions. Are you ready for three questions?
Okay.
First question, if you could get, now you're not a physical therapist, but you work with us every day.
Right.
If you had a chance to go and do what you do and work with physical therapists anywhere in the 50 United States, somewhere you don't work, where would you go?
Oh, gosh. You know, this is going to be cliche. You probably hear it all the time, but I got to go to Hawaii.
Hawaii's number one.
I haven't been there, but gosh, I'd love to go do it.
They have jobs in Hawaii. This is fantastic. Alaska, Hawaii, Colorado are like our three.
Wow.
Yeah. Second question, what's something that you've read that really inspired you?
Gosh, you know, I'm a big leadership guy. So any of the Maxwell books on leadership, I'm really deep into those just because as we continue to develop our team in PT1, I want our guys to be, you know, trendsetters, the guys that can go out and learn the industry and be knowledgeable and be leaders in what they do. So any of those Maxwell books are very positive.
Last question. Who's somebody within the world of physical therapy, and you interact with a lot of physical therapists, that the audience should know more about? Who's somebody doing great work?
Gosh, you know, there's so many areas within physical therapy. Every time I talk to Steve Anderson, I love to talk to him.
His name's kind of come up before in the answer to this question.
I love to talk to Steve. He's great. Patrick Graham, those guys. I mean, I feel fortunate because all those guys were with me since day one, and I feel like I've learned from the best. So anytime I get a chance to spend more time with those guys, I take advantage of it.
Love that. And the last thing we do here on the show is a parting shot.
This is the parting shot. Powered by Optum.
Optum Manual Therapy offers a certification in orthopedic manual therapy and a manual therapy fellowship program.
Now with locations in Dallas,
San Antonio,
Houston,
Scottsdale,
and St. Louis.
If you want to be a certified orthopedic manual therapist or complete a fellowship in manual therapy,
visit them at optumfellowship.com.
So if you had one message, just one shot, 15 seconds, one message that the field of physical therapy should pay attention to in your area, what would it be?
You know, just learn what you're buying. You know, everybody's got to buy insurance. It's a necessary evil. But make sure you take the time to make sure that your policy and everything that you're purchasing covers what you're doing every day.
KYA, right? Cover
Absolutely,
your ass.
Absolutely, every day.
Website one more time, PT1
PT insurance. PT1insurance.com.
Matt Hughes, appreciate you stopping by. Thank you. And the reason we brought you on the show, thank you for helping us to fly out to Graham Session so we could cover things like that, so we could do Shark Tank in a room full of really innovative, smart entrepreneur PTs and continue that. So thanks for being forward thinking and, you know, kind of promoting a thing like Graham Sessions that is really fun to do. So thank you.
Very passionate about the industry and just very pleasure to be on your show.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Want to say thanks to Fox Rehabilitation for bringing you the PT Pinecast. Fox Rehabilitation is a clinician-owned and operated professional practice of full-time physical, occupational, and speech therapists across 15 states with more than 950 clinicians. Combined, we have more than 200 years of clinically excellent leadership. Our mission? To rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people, empowering our people to facilitate and provide clinically excellent care to our clients, allowing them to achieve what they once thought impossible. Are you a fit for Fox? Find out at foxrehab.org.